Donnell Rehagen, and I'm the CEO of the National Biodiesel Board.
Donnell, what's the latest on the biodiesel tax credit, the tax incentive here, as Congress is coming up on the Christmas break here? What's the message from NBB?
Well, our message is this is a very big piece of unfinished business that they need to take up yet this Congress, this lame duck. And so it's been a process working with members of Congress and leadership on both sides, both parties, both chambers over the summer to try to put a deal like this together. And we just need them to get their heads together and push this across the finish line.
Before we go any further, let's kind of summarize for our listeners what this tax credit accomplishes and the history, too, behind it and some of the uncertainty year in and year out.
Yeah, the tax credit was originally put into place in 2005. And so at that time, our industry was around 100 million gallons a year of biodiesel production. And so the incentive was put into place to kind of change the economics of biodiesel production, to incentivize plants to be built and for production to be increased. And so obviously that's happened and worked extremely well. We're an industry today domestically of about 2.6 billion gallons. So we've gone from 100 million to 2.6 billion gallons, and that tax credit has been a very, very instrumental piece of that. And so the first 2 or 3 years, that tax credit was in place, and everyone knew what the rules were and how it would work, and that growth happened a lot during that time frame. But since then, since about 2009, the tax credit has been on again, off again, just about every year. 2 years is about the most certainty our industry has had regarding that tax credit. So we've worked hard this summer and tried to get Congress to understand that that kind of tax policy doesn't allow us to have the certainty that this industry needs to make long-term investment decisions on production, infrastructure, distribution, and those sorts of things. So we now have a long-term bill that's in front of Congress, and we just need them to get their heads together and push that across the finish line.
Well, Congress was able to get the Farm Bill across the finish line. I'm sure they have a laundry list of priorities here in the lame duck. Where do you think the biodiesel tax credit sits on that list?
Well, you know, we feel very good about it. As I mentioned, there's bipartisan support and lots of support in the House and the Senate. It's just a matter of this tax credit floating to the top of the list of things they want to do. There's definitely going to be more things that need to be done by Congress than they have time for here in the last week of the session. And so we just need them to feel the urgency that our industry feels to have that certainty that we need. And that's the message that we're putting out there.
If the bill doesn't get approved here by the end of the lame duck, what's the plan look like for 2019, Donnell?
Well, we do not have a tax credit for 2018 yet. And so, you know, one of our options, of course, would be to kick the can, you know, to do something shorter term, which we, again, don't feel is the best and most advantageous for the industry. But should 2018 pass and we don't have that tax credit January 1st, we're going to be back at it trying to get that tax credit reinstated for 2018. And then, again, looking prospectively for a long term to give us that certainty.
What does that retroactiveness look like as far as we're talking about 2018 and we're only, you know, a couple of weeks away from the end of the year? So when you see this instituted retroactively, where does the benefit lie?
Well, that's the thing. There's less benefit in the retroactive nature of it. This tax credit is applied on a per gallon basis. So January 1st of 2018, our producers were producing gallons of biodiesel without knowing whether that tax credit would be there to be applied or not. They've now gone through almost the entire year unknowing whether that tax credit would be put into place and at what time. So it causes them to be uncertain about continuing to invest, increasing production, hiring people, pushing more product out the door when they're really not sure what the economics are going to be. So although a reinstatement retroactively is positive, it certainly doesn't give that long-term outlook, that certain long-term outlook that our members need in order to make decisions about those significant investments.
Anything else on this topic that you want to make sure we talk about?
No, that's it. I mean, we just really want to see our members of Congress, you know, see the urgency, see the work that's gone into this over the past year by our industry, the education that we've provided to them to help them understand that a long-term tax credit is far superior to the short-term on-again, off-again nature we've been experiencing over the last 10 years. and to find that urgency to take care of this here yet in this lame duck Congress.